terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you writing? What are you giving as a physician?
He is giving me a doctor's note in case I need it to keep my job.
We're giving doctor's notes for people who have been feeling ill and need work excuses.
Instead of calling the clinic, she's standing here, taking her time, donating her time, I'm sure, to give people the tools that they need to keep on working.
Man, isn't this amazing? The sound of protesting teachers getting notes from doctors so they can call in sick and therefore attend the protests going on in Madison, Wisconsin, which is ground zero for the New World Order. The system is changing, and these people don't want to admit that there is a need for a change. They think everything is swell, or we're the bad guys somehow or other. We, the average person that pays through our taxes to keep these people working. And I don't necessarily, it isn't about the blame game. These people have taken advantage of the system that allowed them to get that way. The system is wrong. The system ought not to. As someone has pointed out earlier, there are two systems. There's the public system and there's the private system. The unions were necessary in the private system and may still be in many instances, but they are not in the public sector. And that's where we get into trouble, and we begin this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, reviewing all of that material. Your call is taken later on, 800-510-8255, the Wisconsin union protest taken over by storm. Conversations on talk radio and talk television, and you can pretty much predict what happens on the left or the right. Let's get some sort of consensus, and then we'll, when I say that, we're talking about consensus among people who are talking for a living, and then your input, which is most important, will be welcome either at 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow what we're talking about by going to DougSteffen.com. You can see the info on whatever the topics are there, and you can send us connected, if you will, on Facebook. Good way to follow the conversation. Let's see here, MSNBC, Chris Hayes talking about the argument being made by some states that the cause of their financial shortfall somehow is related to public sector unions.
There are, of course, different situations in all of these different states that we're now seeing anti-union proposals on the table. But the central case here on the right is that states are facing budget crises because of the public sector unions. That's the argument. It's the argument being made by Scott Walker in Wisconsin, by Chris Christie in New Jersey, and by conservatives in the media like David Brooks in the New York Times. Mr. Brooks writing today, quote, states with public sector unions tend to run into fiscal crises. Tend. Look at that argument again. It's summed up in four little letters, T-E-N-D. Those four letters are bearing a very heavy causal load right there. Their little shoulders are straining. The T and the D are sagging down, asked to shoulder so much of this argument. That's the thesis the right is selling right now. So let's test it. There are a few different ways to do that. A political scientist named John Sides had a very bright idea to just graph it out to see if there's a connection. Here is the bottom line. A state like Mississippi, for example, has a very low union membership rate. About 5% of the state's workforce is in a union. Mississippi's current budget shortfall is about 16% of their budget. A state like New York, on the other hand, has a very high union membership rate, about 25% of its workforce. Their budget shortfall is pretty much the same as Mississippi's. One state has lots of union members, the other state has very few, and it's the same deficit. Now, that graph was overall union membership. It wasn't specific to public sector union membership, so let's check that part of it. If Republicans are to be relieved right now, then a state that doesn't allow collective bargaining for their public employees should be in pretty good shape, right? A state like, say, North Carolina. North Carolina does not allow government workers to bargain. The result of that, the seventh worst fiscal crisis in the entire country. Idaho, on the other hand, which does allow some bargaining by state workers, they're in the best shape of any state in the country. This idea that somehow public sector labor unions are the main cause of these budget crises is just not supported by the evidence. The reason all these states have fiscal problems is not because of unions. It's because we've just been through the worst recession since the Great Depression. We have insane, astronomical, prolonged levels of unemployment in this country. We have unbelievable wasted human capital just sitting around degrading. We have record foreclosures. We have record bankruptcies. That's what's destroyed the revenue base in these states, not unions. States don't have money right now because the economy is terrible. And the economy is terrible because an $8 trillion housing bubble and subsequent Wall Street shenanigans destroyed it. This was not a crisis brought on by public employee unions, but it's a crisis that's now being used to crush them.
Okay. I'm holding my breath and I'm keeping my mouth shut because I try to be the media. But people want to know what I think. I think that guy sounds like he's in high school. And he is so, there are so many ways of interpreting data. It isn't so much about the data, it's about the bottom line. The bottom line is, whether it is the recession that's the cause, of the ultimate cause of this, it still is a circumstance that has been exacerbated by people looking for unreasonable outcomes of their career. And it is, I want to pay teachers when they're teaching, I want to pay people that are doing a good job for doing a good job. Unions fight that, and I want to make sure that when it comes to their retirement, first of all, they put in 40 or 45 years doing what it is they're trained to do, and then at the end of the day, they get a reasonable retirement that basically they've paid into themselves, not you, the taxpayer. That's kind of what I'd like to see. What would you like to see? 800-510-8255. Chris Wallace talked to the governor of Wisconsin. It's been some other pretty good interviews, but this one is a good one, and we'll take a piece out of that, talking about why it is that this is going on. What is there about the here and now of this as the Talk Radio Roundup continues?
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. Forge starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your hair.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus is on Wisconsin union protests there and then how they're spreading. There's so much material on this. There's so many great programs that are devoted a great deal of time because this is really about the future of America in many ways. I made reference to Chris Wallace talking to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker about what's going on there. Here they talk about balancing the budget or breaking the union. What's the preference?
You say this is not about the unions. This is about balancing the budget. But your opposition says this is about union busting. So let's take a look at what is in your plan. Because beyond making public workers pay more for benefits, here's what your plan would do. It would allow unions to negotiate only over wages, not benefits or work rules. The state would no longer collect union dues, and unions would have to win an election every year to keep representing workers. Isn't that union busting?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Our belief is if we're going to ask more for a health care and more for a pension contribution, which is, by the way, a very realistic amount. My brother is a typical middle-class family. He's a catering manager for a hotel here in Wisconsin. His wife works for Sears. They got two beautiful girls. A typical Wisconsin middle-class family. He told me last week, and he reminded me, he said, Scott, hey, I'm paying almost $800 a year, or a month, excuse me, to pay for my health care and to set aside the little bit I put in terms of my 401k. He'd love, like most every other worker in the state, would love to have the deal we're putting on the table for our state and local government workers.
But, Governor, I want to talk about the specific things about collective bargaining and saying mm-hmm. that unions have to hold elections every year, and that's what your critics say is union busting, not the argument about the money issues.
But the two go hand in hand. If we're going to ask our state and local workers who are doing a great job to pay a little bit more, to sacrifice, to help to balance this budget, we should also give them the flexibility of saying that for those members, for those workers who don't want to be a part of that union, who don't want that deduction each month out of their paycheck, they should be able to get that $500, $600, or in some cases $1,000 back that they can apply for their health care and their pension contribution. For us, if you want to have democracy, if you want to have the American way, which is allow people to have their choice, that's exactly what we're allowing here. If people see the value, if they see the worth, they can continue to vote to certify that union, and they can continue to voluntarily have those union dues that write the check out, give it to that union to make their case, but they shouldn't be forced to be a part of this if that's not what they want to do.
This really gets...
And Chris, one other quick thing on this. The other thing that's important to remember, they talk about worker rights. Wisconsin, several generations before collective bargaining was legal here in the state of Wisconsin, we passed at the turn of the last century the strongest civil service protections in the country. There's no state that has a better civil service system in terms of protections. That does not change in this. Worker rights will be maintained even after our bill passes.
It's interesting. Madison, Wisconsin, one of the most liberal or progressive cities in the country, and that it is the seat of all of this, is pretty amusing. Well, not amusing, but pretty interesting. 800-510-8255, when we get to your calls, from Joe Scarborough's program. He, the host, Scarborough, talks about the situation with unions in our country.
It's not an ideological issue so much as it's a historical issue. Back after World War II, like 50% of American households had union workers in it. Now you got 7%.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in the post-industrial age, and what we're seeing in Wisconsin, you're going to see happen in New York. With Cuomo, the man living in sin, so says your Vatican.
Yes, I know.
You're seeing it obviously in New Jersey. Yeah. The difference here, though,
political.
Is
political.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's about historical trends. It is all about historical trends. Our industrial age is beyond us, and that's when the unions had the most power.
Joe Scarborough on The View. Here is a piece of that pranked phone call a lot of people are talking about with the governor.
This is about public sector unions. You essentially are having taxpayers' money be used to pay to lobby for spending more of taxpayers' money. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is our moment. This is our time to change the course of history.
All right. Are they changing history in Wisconsin? And do you agree with the way they're trying to change things? 21 after on the countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Please.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus at DougStephan.com and on the air on the countdown, the Wisconsin union protests, what's behind them, and the deeper core issue is our support of unions that represent the public sector. This is not about the private sector. This is about the public sector. California host John McGinnis breaks down what he thinks is going on in Wisconsin.
Here's the real deal in Wisconsin. There appears to be what I think many would term a hopeless deadlock in Madison at the State House. School districts canceled classes. Protesters swarmed the Capitol building. Police were actually dispatched to look for Democratic legislators who were boycotting a vote that is critical to resolving this issue. At issue, of course, is a move by Wisconsin's newly elected Republican governor, that's Scott Walker, and the governor's proposal would raise pension contributions on the part of state employees to 5.8% of their salary. 5.8% of their salary going to their pensions. And I think one of the things you have to do is look at that in context and see how significant that is. It would also double the contributions, the employees' contributions to their health insurance premiums. Of significant concern, I believe, maybe even greater concern than the monetary, direct monetary impact to the labor organizations is the fact that Governor Scott Walker is also seeking to end collective bargaining on anything other than salary for state employees. And I believe that there's a kind of a fallout to that. My sense, I don't know this for a fact, but it looks as though many of the county, municipal, and maybe special district employees within Wisconsin fall under the same terms and provisions as the collective bargaining agreements reached by the state employees themselves. The Wall Street Journal reports that opponents of the Governor Walker's efforts reacted swiftly. The state's largest teacher union called 98,000 members to attend rallies Thursday and Friday, forcing the school closure. So they're taking this very, very seriously. And just to put things in context, the organization, the public organization I know best, that being the Sacramento Sheriff's Department, management employees in the Sheriff's Department pay about 13% of their salary in their pension benefits. Rank-and-file sworn members of the department are at about 9% now, going up to 13%. So this 5.8% figure they're talking about in Wisconsin is not what I would consider excessive or over the top. Now, so many organizations, many public employees pay nothing. But those days have got to be gone. Realistically, I think everybody has to recognize where we are in terms of the enormous burden that long-term unfunded pension plans are putting on the various states, cities, counties, special districts, and I guess the federal government even.
Have these Democrats come back to Wisconsin to face the music in a manner of speaking? Governor Scott Walker pledges a return to frugality in government. And that is where this is going, or is it not where it's going? 800-510-8255. The poll today at DougStephan.com. Are you a member of a union? A, yes. B, I used to be. C, I'm not now, but I'm thinking about joining one. And D, no. I have belonged to 7 unions over my life, and they have, there have been some public unions because I was a school teacher for a while, and there have been private unions in my various radio exploits. And I can tell you that on my own, I could have done just as well as belonging to a union. I had to belong as a teacher, and I kind of resented that a little bit. Randy is in Fairbanks, Alaska. Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Hi, I do not think public sector workers should have collective bargaining powers, and I've only been a public sector worker once in my life, and that was last year when I worked for the census. And when I first found out about it, I found out they were paying $25 an hour, and I said, wow, that's a lot of money. How come you're paying so much? And they said, well, we just can't get enough people. And so they raised the wage, and I signed on to that, and that's voluntary bargaining, free market bargaining, and that's
right.
A much better, more honorable deal.
Yeah, I mean, the whatever the job pays, if we can just curb illegal immigration, we could probably fix a little of that in the main workforce, and it doesn't have to be a union. It's just, okay, we need people to do it. If they won't work for $20 an hour, how about 21? No, how about 22? Sooner or later, there's a number everybody's going to agree to. All right, Randy, good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards, and you just don't get anywhere. Let's say you owe $5,000, and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. That's why over 5 million people have called Consolidated Credit. The Freedom Quest program from Consolidated Credit will get credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest and even cut your payments by up to 50%. Get off the treadmill and get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. Based on 2% minimum payment. 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider. Maryland 149.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for
details. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
May vary by state.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
800-510-8255. The Doug Steffen overview of what's going on through the Talk Radio Countdown. The words, the thoughts, the actions, if you will, taken. News Talk Radio and News Talk Television in the scrutiny circle, along with the left and the right. And the left says, let's go with the unions, and the right says, let's go with the governor. Here from Oklahoma, a host named Charlie Sykes talks about the situation in Wisconsin and how it will affect people everywhere else.
Now, the White House is trying to back away from this, saying, hey, we have nothing to do with what's going on in Madison. Are you buying that?
Obviously, they had a lot to do with it, and I think they still might behind the scenes, but I have no evidence of that, so I guess I shouldn't say it. But, no, I mean, let's face it. You know, I was talking to folks on the ground there, and they were estimating, you know, maybe half of the people protesting were from out of state. There are a lot of people bussed in. I don't know what the real figure is, but we all know that there was an APB that was sent out around the country to come on in and support the teachers union or the public sector unions, and that happened. But again, the teachers' union, public sector unions in Wisconsin have every right to have their voices heard. But I think the taxpayers of Wisconsin also have every right to have their voices heard and to have a place at the bargaining table.
Yeah, you're quoted in the Daily Caller saying one person there called it the World's Fair of Left-Wing Protests, which I think is fair.
Yeah, again, I wasn't there, but that's how it was described.
What happens, looking at this from a national point of view, what happens if Scott Walker fails? What happens if the unions and the left win and are able to derail this this budget plan?
Well, let's not even think that. I don't want to go down that road. We have to seriously address these problems. Now, you know, we don't have the option. And that's really kind of how I view my role right now, is conveying how urgent the situation is in Washington and conveying how urgent the situation is in Wisconsin as well. We have got to solve these problems.
Well, I guess then turning it around, if he succeeds, will it embolden other grown-up conservatives to say, you know what, we can actually be honest with the public, we can say that these checks are bouncing and that we're going to have to make tough choices and not be destroyed by it? Will it embolden your colleagues and other governors around the country, do you think?
Absolutely. Look at the example of Chris Christie. I mean, here's a politician. I said all the time during the campaign, too. We hunger for leadership, and we also want elected officials who will tell us the truth. Governor Christie is telling us the truth. I think Governor Walker is telling us the truth. Here's the situation. Now, nobody said this would be easy. These are hard choices. But we need elected officials that are willing to step up the plate and make those hard choices. I mean, obviously this isn't easy. Look at all the people protesting, people surrounding the governor's house, which, by the way, is totally out of bounds.
All right, so there's Charlie Sykes talking to Senator Ron Johnson, actually, of Wisconsin. Interesting that he's a Republican. Both the people he talked about in governor's seats are Republicans. So this is a legitimate way of sort of finding the boundaries. We'll be getting to your calls in a few moments, 800-510-8255. Let's finish off the overview by going back to Fox, where host Bill Hemmer talks to Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio.
What is the union willing to give? Where are they willing to budge in Ohio?
Well, here's the fundamental question is, are they in a position to negotiate? This bill would basically wipe out their ability to negotiate. And for the life of me, I don't understand why Governor Kasich feels that workers should not have the right even to negotiate the terms of their labor. And that's really what the core issue is. You know, the financial issues are relevant, no question about it. But there's no reason to take away the collective bargaining rights of state employees or to interfere with collective bargaining process at county and city levels.
Okay, now Ohio is much different from Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is just dealing with the teachers. But Ohio includes all the state workers. And Wisconsin, the union said, we'll give you 6% toward our pensions, because we're given virtually nothing at the moment. We'll double our contribution to health care. I mean, that's something. They're moving the ball there. What about Ohio?
Well, again, the core issue in Ohio is the attempt to destroy collective bargaining. If you don't have collective bargaining, here's what happens. Workers are told, this is what you're going to get. No negotiation at all. Workers are told, these are your working conditions. Don't come to us to talk about it. It's what we say it is. You know what that means? That's really not even American anymore. That's a kind of a top-down approach that defies the whole reason why people have to want the right to negotiate for their wages. It's really connected to a profound democratic right of giving workers a sense of agency in the process of negotiation.
But you understand what's going on in your home state. $8 billion is a hole that's deeper since the creation of the state in 1803. Now you got to figure a way to climb out of that. And Kasich's point, the governor, he says that what collective bargaining has done at the local level, this is his argument, for the local towns and cities, they have no flexibility. So that when they get into a budget crunch, they've got nowhere to move. And he wants to give them that opportunity, that freedom to move. How do you react to that?
You get flexibility through the collective bargaining process. It's not necessarily weighed against the state or city governments. This collective bargaining process is essential to a democratic process. You cannot be in a position of being a governor and you tell people this is what you're going to work for. You have to negotiate that. These are people who serve the public. You know, it was a generation ago we said that people on welfare were deadbeats. That was the meme. Now we're saying that people who are working are deadbeats. Are you kidding? We have to stand up for those who serve the public, and they should have the right to collective bargaining. If they have to negotiate terms that have to affect their wages and their working conditions, that's one thing. But to say they don't even have the right to negotiate, and that's how somehow going to save the state money, we're going in the wrong direction
that Republicans have the votes. They control the state house in Columbus, and the governor's a Republican. I mean, if they want to get it through, they can. It's a question
of
when.
You're absolutely right. They have the votes. But just because they have the votes to repeal collective bargaining doesn't mean it's right. It's the wrong way to go. And it's actually against democratic practice.
Would you encourage the Democrats in the state house in Columbus to leave the state like they're doing in Indiana, like they're doing in Wisconsin?
I don't know that would make any numerical difference. I can tell you that this collective bargaining repeal is a real shot at workers everywhere. It tells state employees and local and county employees they're not valued anymore.
All right. I'm a big fan of Dennis Kucinich. In this circumstance, there's not anything he really said there that I agree with. How about you? And by the way, this is the big boy and the big girl way of approaching these discussions. It doesn't have to be that everybody agrees with you all the time. I might agree with Kucinich a lot, but I don't agree with him here. Does that mean he's a bad guy? No. It just means that we differ. You can disagree without being disagreeable, Republicans don't have to claim or think that all Democrats are bad and vice versa. That's why we have these problems. And I underscore my thinking here is that the problem is the two-party system and how it's aimed at helping each other out and not aimed at helping out the people who put them in office in the first place. Chip is in Wisconsin, in Appleton. Go ahead, Chip. You're on the countdown now.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Good
morning.
A couple of points. I really commend Governor Walker for taking this issue on. I think until this issue was brought up, I don't even think most average workers realize what sweetheart deals public workers were receiving as far as benefits and pension. My health care, I pay 18% toward it on my way to 20 next year, 50% toward my own pension. And another issue is that's coming to light. We didn't realize where all this union money is going. It's been coming out in the paper. You know, such large chunks of it was used to support Walker's opponent in the last election.
Yep.
You know, this money is not being used to help the union workers for strikes or, you know, I mean, for other issues. So much of it's being funneled into the Democratic Party, supporting one candidate or another who ends up them being their boss. There's a real conflict of interest here.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Thank you. You pointed out some good things. Williams in Brownwood, Texas, next on the countdown. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I have, Texas is a right-to-work state.
Right.
Well, I had a friend that his mother and his father were both visually handicapped. I'm visually handicapped because I lost my right eye in a childhood accident when I was 2.5 years old. But that didn't stop me from participating in sports.
All right, sir. How is this all leading up to us thinking about your relationship to unions?
A friend of mine, he went to work for the telephone company, all right? AT&T, all right? So I was best man at his wedding.
Sir, I'm going to have to move on. I appreciate you're trying to call, but the you're not following what it is that we're following here. 800-510-8255. Helen is in Fullerton, California, is a teacher and in a union.
I'm a teacher and I belong to a union. I work for Los Angeles Unified, and I'm a member of UTLA. And I've been hearing a lot of union bashing, and I also hear a lot of the slippery slope. If we don't have unions, then we'll have child labor laws, and the world will just become a terrible place to work. But one of the things, good things about unions, and I'm not hearing anyone mention, is that unions exert influence on the product that they make or on the services they provide. And I look at my own personal experience with the union as a teacher. It wasn't for the unions demanding certain standards of service from the school district, you would have a very lopsided approach to educating our children. And it's unions that maintain the standards. And teachers' unions are kind of unusual in that they're consist of professionals. You know, we're all college educated, and we have a profession that we answer to before anything else. So we exert an influence on the district to make sure that there is good standard, there's good quality within the classroom.
All right, ma'am, thank you. Let's focus on Libya in a moment here on the countdown.
I just saved on my favorite diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus,
recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay, new Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
All right, let's move ahead now and talk about Libya, get as much time in as we can on that. Here from the CBS, Peter Mayer speaks with Brian Freeman, who's a radio host, about Libya and the turmoil generally all over the Middle East.
You know, Libya is the 18th largest oil producer in the world, and it sits on Africa's largest oil reserves. And, of course, it's also a member of OPEC, which controls 30% of the oil supplies. So there you have the formula for the pressure on prices now.
Now, I know the president's going to Bethesda to the National Naval Medical Center and visiting some families there. But he's also scheduled later in the day to meet with Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Any idea, are they going to try to center, or you think they'll center on what's happening in the Middle East and all these different situations they're trying to deal with?
Well, this is not an emergency meeting by any means. This is their regular weekly meeting that they have. And, of course, they will just cover the entire scope of what's going on in the Middle East. They'll be talking about Libya. They'll be talking about Bahrain. They'll be talking about all of the turmoil in that part of the world.
Has there been any statement whatsoever about what Gaddafi said yesterday? Or it just went on and on and on in a typical off-the-rail type of message?
Well, you know, this is a very tricky situation for the administration and for the United Nations. Military intervention, unlikely. I think what you're going to hear are more statements, more meetings. And the administration is well aware that it does not have a lot of influence on Muammar Gaddafi. No one has any influence on this guy. As we've seen through the years, he's a very, very erratic world personality. And the White House only statement issued yesterday was that this is an issue between the Libyan people and their ruler, their dictator, actually, my word. And, you know, from what we're seeing, from what we heard in that rambling speech, if he follows through on those threats, the people of Libya are likely to see blood on the streets of Tripoli, because that's where the trouble is really centered now.
Well, Gaddafi says he's going to cleanse Libya. He's killed thousands of people so far. And I'm sorry, I don't buy that we ought not to be doing something. The international community goes in and gets this guy one way or the other. And the bloodshed, thousands of people getting killed because this guy wants to cleanse Libya. Your calls in a moment here in the countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So looking at the headlines, not just we certainly are interested in what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television, but many of you know that most of what is discussed by the callers and by the hosts is what comes from newspaper accounts, what comes from the so-called news media. And you look around at some of the headlines. I was looking at the one that I found the other day, brutal force, stern security all over the Arab world. Because, and the same thing's going on in China, we're at the beginnings of an amazing reality, I believe, anyway. The world is changing so rapidly. People know that the economic situation has to change, and they see all these people like Gaddafi and the people that are running Egypt. Gaddafi supposedly has $42 billion stashed away, and the ruling family, president, Hosni Mubarak, the family got $80 billion. And people are poor. They don't have a place to live, nothing to eat. They see all this stuff thanks to Twitter and Facebook. So it's over. It's over. Paul in Tucson thinks we need to stay out of the Middle East, though.
We really should leave these countries alone. I mean, just tell the governments to not use force against their people and let their people be free. And I think people all over the world are quite similar, and they all want the same thing. And I think we have been too long, we, the United States, have been too long oppressing other people. And I do also believe that we should cut way back on our defense. And I think, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry to say this, but I think we need a revolution in this country, too. Because I think that We have become a corporate state.
Yep, you're right about that, Paul. Everything needs to change, and it is. All of this stuff is related. No matter where in the world you have the upset, it's all related. Frank is in Bethesda, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580.
The United States should unequivocally voice their support for all the genuine movements that advocate liberty across the world. I think it should be mentioned here that the people are taking up on two speeches made by President Obama, the first one in Cairo and the second one in Accra. And I should tell you this morning that the protests have spread now further south into Africa, in mainland Africa, one country that nobody mentions, but it's really people are out there on the streets right now, is Gabon, G-A-B-O-N. You know, the country for four decades has had one president, and this guy dies, and then his son takes over as if he was a monarchy. People are out on the street. So the United States should advocate for the freedom of all people around the world, and they cannot play games on this one. They have to be out there and support the people who want to fight for their freedom. That's the idea that your country was built on, and we take it seriously because we believe that this is how you were able to move forward, and we need that too in our country. I'm from Gabon, and let me tell you, the reason I'm here is because my country, my own government, wanted to kill me, so I can't even live in my own country. And these people need to go. It's a major dictatorship that's out there. Nobody can talk about it because the minute that a foreign correspondent talks about it, they revoke your credentials. And as I speak to you, I just talked to my mother. Hundreds and thousands of people are out on the street. Only bloggers are talking about this. If you monitor on Twitter, G-A-B-O-N, you will find out that this is happening right now.
Yep. Everywhere, not everywhere, but many places in the world, we're seeing unrest, and I think you're going to see it continue. Pat in Texas thinks we ought to mind our own business.
Well, first thing I think we need to mind, stay home and mind our own business, because we certainly haven't taken care of our business here with the way the Congress has gone through and slashed everything but our military. And, you know, that's one of our big problems right now. They're taking a hard stance on something that they know they're not going to win to begin with. And, you know, I just think we need to mind our own business. Let these people, if they want to go to democracy, let them go to democracy. And, yeah, some of these people that are over there that are, you know, controlling all the money and they control everything, and the okay, people want some freedom. That's all I can say.
Gary in Virginia, go ahead, sir.
I'm an Eisenhower Republican, you know, who thinks that the two most rewarding things I've done is read and grow my own food. That being said, that the issue of this Middle East breakup, it's a real tricky tightrope to walk because it's, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And so far I think President Obama is doing a good job, but, you know, you don't want to encourage the people because then they might be getting killed.
All right, that's it for this hour.